Roland Smith here, along with Carl Sabatino, and this is Smith Sabatino. Carl, this is a particular segment that you know what we're going to do.
Say what?
Is that correct?
Say what?
No, but if you don't know what we're going to do, then my suggestion is we sit here and just look at one another and tell the people at home to go do what they have to do, the dishes.
and we'll be back in 5 minutes. Yeah. No, I do. And I want to talk about talent shows.
Why?
Because one of the things that most people, this goes back to Ted Mack's original amateur
hour. Oh, boy. Major Bowes before that.
Absolutely. And Arthur Godfrey and all the rest. I worked when Godfrey did 3 shows out of New York that I worked with my dad, who worked for that production company. And I remember way back when, and I was very young. This is before I worked for Gleason. I think I was 8 or 9. And I remember all of the activity that took place behind the scenes. Not what actually went on in front of when they finally got onto the stage to do their thing. It was real America. It was what it was all about. And being in the entertainment business for the many, many, many years that I have been, I always found that it's in the chorus line of course, the extraordinary play, which is still to this day the most remarkable play I have ever seen. And I saw the third show, of the first year of A Chorus Line, which is still the most extraordinary thing I've ever seen. That behind the scenes, behind the performances, what goes on in behind the stage is really where it's at. It's what it's all about. It's the heart-wrenching experience of those people who want to be in the entertainment industry. And they could be dance. These are, by the way, there's an industry, a cottage industry in this country on talent shows, in particular for dance, where they are all over the country, where these very large, and it's very, very healthy exercise, where they have mostly young ladies who go out there and they dance their hearts out. But what goes on behind the scenes putting these shows together, and I've been involved because my little one was a dancer. It's an experience. But what is important about all of this is that the talent, the love of the entertainment, of being able to perform, for those of us who have no talent at all, and I don't, but I always wanted to be, there's the thrill of excitement, the roar of the grease paint and the smell of the crowd, if you will. And I always loved that statement. It makes sense that in this country, we have so many organizations applying so much energy to these young people for a very healthy exercise. And that exercise is being able to perform, whether you sing, whether you dance, and gosh knows what your talent may be. I noticed, and I mentioned this before in a previous show about America's Got Talent. The thing about that show is what they miss. And they do it in the opening, the earlier portions of this rather long season that they have. They go behind the scenes, but all the action is taking place behind the stage, when these young people get together and talk to each other and enjoy each other and have this this camaraderie of whatever it is that you do, and they enjoy each other's little performances more than they do when they go on the stage, because they see what other people like them do. And it's wonderful.
Don't you think that to empathize with anybody that is out there performing,
no,
you have to have been a performer yourself in some capacity?
In some capacity, without question. Without question. I have been, and not a very good one. Piano player.
Well, I'm not so sure that's true. I mean, you had your hand injured in Vietnam, and you can no longer play the piano, but I understand from members of your family and your wife that at one time you were a very good pianist.
Well, if my professor, Professor Boyle, is still alive, you heard it from Roland Smith. Carl Sabatino.
And that's the truth.
And that's the truth. With Roland Smith and the truth, we're back.
America Weekend. Welcome to American Biker Minute. We're seeing more of the MoCo's handiwork, not by mistake. This time, the motorcycle in question is the still unreleased Livewire. Today on American Biker Minute, brought to you by Dish Network. $24.99 a month for a year with free installation, free HD for life, and free HD video recorder. Order now, get a free premium channel for 3 months. Call 800-241-9495. Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Following Captain America's tricked-out Harley-Davidson Street 750, the Hogpen appears to have released a newly minted Harley-Davidson Livewire to appear in the latest Marvel Avengers full-length movie, Age of Ultron, featuring the ever-so-tasty Natasha Romanoff. Marvel's Captain America liked the Street 750 so much, they're featuring it along with the Livewire in Ultron. Marvel Entertainment Company is a wholly-owned subsidiary of the Disney Company. Also pretty adept at product placement. Gotta hand it to them. Both sides, smart move. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Most people greatly overestimate what they can do in a year, and they greatly underestimate what they can do in five.
Do you relate to that? We sure do. Year after year, we set big goals, and we're often disappointed at what we don't accomplish.
But when we look back 5 years, we can't believe how much we've accomplished.
These are incredible times. Sure, it can be tough. Yes, there's a lot of uncertainty.
But there are so many opportunities now. It's a great time to do something big.
But you have to think in terms of 5 years. Break that down into annual goals. Just don't be too disappointed if you miss one.
Give it your all for 5 years. See what you can do. You just might find big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com. Are you an inventor? If you have an invention or idea you want to patent and bring to market, call InventHelp now. They have all the information you need for free. Call 1-800-419-3996. That's 800-419-3996.